This is a 20-minute mindful eating activity. I will again ring the chimes at the end. This is an opportunity to quietly and mindfully eat a meal as part of your regular, ordinary life. All too frequently, we eat and watch television. We eat and read the newspaper. We eat while working at the computer. Or we eat while driving someplace. As a result, our food intake is mindless, and we are neither satisfied nor do we truly benefit from all the nourishment of the food. We have not either psychologically or physically given our attention to the eating and the food ingestion process. For this, we ask that you interrupt your other life processes for 20 minutes. Taking 20 minutes three times a day for eating will serve to enrich your life, will serve you to help maintain your caloric balance, and will give you far greater life satisfaction with something that is so essential to our day-to-day quality of life. Find a place where you can comfortably eat a meal without being disturbed. Turn off your devices, whether they be a phone, television, anything that might disturb you. Remove reading material from your environment. Organize yourself so that you can give your full attention to the sensory qualities of the food, the taste, the fragrances, the touch perhaps, chewing, swallowing, and your other bodily responses. Place your food in front of you. Take two or three normal but mindful breaths to relax. Notice the pause between each breath. Do this exercise with beginner's mind. That is, look upon what you're doing during this meal as if you had come in from outer space and you were seeing this food for the first time. In fact, this is your first occasion with this particular meal. Being right here, right now, just this can help you to not just enjoy your meal, but to benefit maximally from this food. Continue to breathe in and out while non-judgmentally examining the food that is in front of you. T- take a morsel of food into your utensil. Raise it away from your plate. Slowly and deliberately, move the food toward your mouth. Savor the fragrances and appearance. Let the light reflect off it. The more you examine it, do you see new dimensions to the food? Bring it to your nose and further notice the fragrance. Identify the sensations. Simply be aware and be present. There's nothing else to do right now but just focus on this meal. Now slowly place the first bite into your mouth. Pause. Resist the temptation to chew and swallow it. Instead, move the food around your mouth, tasting, feeling, and generally experience it. Of course, your mind may wander. Having a strong intention to be present for this eating will help. When you are distracted, stop and identify where your thoughts have gone. And then bring your attention back. Bring your attention back to the food. Bring your attention back to your breath. Bite into the food and then move it around your mouth for 30 or so seconds, noticing the change in taste and texture in your mouth. Move the morsel to the back of your mouth and begin deliberately chewing with your molars. More flavors will become available. Chew for at least 30 seconds of this one bite, but resist the temptation to swallow. All too commonly, we take a bite, chew it quickly, and swallow. Rather, continue to savor the experience of the taste and texture. Then consciously and mindfully swallow, following the sensations as it passes through your throat, into your esophagus, and then down into your stomach. Be conscious of how your body reacts to this new food added to your stomach. Be aware that you are now one bite heavier. Remain with those sensations, that is, of the food being inside your body for a minute. Eating is an immensely reverential act. We take something outside ourselves that has been nourished by the sun, the earth, and much hard work, driven likely hundreds if not thousands of miles, brought to your dwelling, and then, after preparation, consumed. Savor this wonderful experience. Proceed with your meal now, slowly and deliberately, being conscious of each bite, being aware of the smell as it moves toward your mouth. At some level, this is an exaggerated example of mindful eating. You do not always need to eat this slowly and deliberately to be mindful. However, remember that in life we do so many things slowly before we can do them fast. And if we want to have consciousness in our lives, we start out very slowly and deliberately. This represents a new way of living. Repeat this mindful process with every bite, maintaining your beginner's mind, seeing it as if for the first time, and non-judgmental awareness. Perhaps you haven't liked this particular food before. Keep yourself present. Do not too much anticipate the next bite. Stay focused right here, right now, on the food that is with you and which is in your mouth, and then which you deliberately and consciously swallow. Eating slowly and deliberately can make any meal the feast of a lifetime. Every bite can have undiscovered experiences that are only available when savored. After each bite that you take, return your utensil to the table so that you're not too much in anticipation of the next bite. Stay present. Right here, right now, just this. there may be different foods on your plate to choose from. Examine each one. Eat it with as much consciousness as you can bring. Being patient during the eating process. It takes approximately 20 minutes for our body's physiology and biochemistry to signal satiety. Eating too quickly may end up having you eat too much. We accept where we are and what we have in front of us at this time, as we patiently move through the meal with heightened awareness which can bring about a greater level of satisfaction with what we are doing. As we move through a meal, we may realize we're no longer hungry, that the hunger that we initially had is no longer there. If you experience that, there's no need to clean your plate. It is far better to waste the food outside our body than inside our body. Eat to satiety, but do not stuff ourselves. Let us appreciate the bounty of wonderful foods that we have. As we do this mindfully, we are less likely to overconsume. As we do these things mindfully, we are more likely to eat in moderation, take in food that nourishes us, eat in a way that is consistent with what our needs are, and will permit us to transcend, to go beyond all the hype and advertising that attempts to create greater appetite and greater cravings to foods that do not nourish us. Take however much time you need, but we will be terminating this particular recording with the bells. But after you hear the bells, please continue to just be peaceful for a minute or two before you transition into your next activity.